Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I start my statement, I wish to say that I'm aware that some governments do not like it when NGOs bring attention to some of the most serious human rights violations in the world. However, I am compelled to bring before you and this distinguished commission some very serious human rights violations. Mr. Chairperson, there are no human rights in this world without women's rights. There may be many conventions on human rights, but without real guarantee of women's rights, they will not lead to justice. Today, who are the victims of the worst human rights violations in areas of armed conflict, ethnic war, and so on? Women and children. It is crystal clear that sexual violence used to subjugate and destroy a people as a form of ethnic cleansing is an abhorrent and heinous war crime. These persistent and gross abuses, flagrant denials of the human rights of women and to their right to life itself, demand an urgent response from international human rights bodies. Women Against Rape have invited me, representative of the Tamil Centre for Human Rights, to bring before the Commission evidence of the systematic rape of Tamil women in Sri Lanka, perpetrated as a weapon of war by Sri Lankan security forces with impunity. For 25 years, Women Against Rape has spoken out with and on behalf of women rape victims in various forums. In the last 52nd session of the Subcommission on Promotion and Protection of Human Rights, a member and expert, Mr. Paulo Sergio Pinheiro, raised the specific situation of Tamil women under the agenda item on slavery-like practices during wartime, highlighting its relevance in these human rights forums. Mr. Chairperson, Tamil Centre for Human Rights has gathered detailed and specific documentation on the widespread violations of the human rights of women rape victims. On average, a Tamil woman is raped by members of the Sri Lankan security forces every 2 weeks. The real number is inevitably higher since many cases are unreported. Every 2 months, a Tamil woman is gang raped and murdered by the Sri Lankan security forces. Personnel from the Special Task Force, the Sri Lankan Navy, the Army, the police, and Home Guards operating with the Sri Lankan Army have raped Tamil women. Senior personnel, such as captains, are known to have been involved in gang rape and murders and have been named by victims and witnesses, but none has ever been convicted nor punished. Mr. Chairman, I could present before you a catalogue of rape and gang rape murder cases which have been committed by the Sri Lankan security forces under cover of 27 years of emergency rule and 22 years of Prevention of Terrorism Act in Sri Lanka. However, this august forum has already heard in the past the internationally highlighted case of 17-year-old Krishanti Kumaraswamy, gang raped and murdered in 96, which created a pathway for the discovery of several mass graves in the Jaffna Peninsula in the north of the island of Sri Lanka. We have also heard already of the case of Murugesu Pillai Koneswari, who was gang raped and murdered by security forces personnel in 97, and whose attackers inserted a grenade into her vagina and blew her body apart to destroy all evidence. The cases of 12-year-old Pushpalamar, 21-year-old Ida Hamilita, 29-year-old Sarah Tumble, and 17-year-old Punamanai Saravanai have also been brought to your notice. These are only a few of the cases. Mr. Chairman, for the concern of this commission, I would like to bring before you two very recent cases currently in the limelight. There has been ample condemnation of these brutal atrocities by religious leaders, parliamentarians, social workers, local human rights activists, universities and law associations. On March the 19th, 2001, the very first day of this commission, Sivamani Wirakun, a young woman, mother of three children and pregnant 22-year-old Vijikalanantan, was stripped naked, tortured and gang raped by police from the Manor Counter Subversive Unit in Sri Lanka. After the horrific rape ordeal, Sivamani was hung upside down, tied by hands and feet to a pole suspended between two tables. She and Vijikala were tortured and poked in their genitals throughout the night until dawn. The draconian Emergency Regulations and Prevention of Terrorism Act allow the arbitrary arrest, detention, torture and rape of Tamil women to occur with impunity. Sir, any human being can feel the pain and acute distress of this horrible and barbaric act. Several international NGOs have appealed to the President of Sri Lanka, who herself is the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, to investigate these atrocities against women in a country which produced the world's first woman Prime Minister. We hope that many of you have seen recent highlights from the Netherlands media and some other international media about the case filed on March the 19th this year by a leading Dutch human rights lawyer requesting the chief prosecutor in Amsterdam to authorize the arrest of the visiting president of Sri Lanka, Chandrika Kumaratunga, on the basis of her responsibility as commander-in-chief of the armed forces for acts of torture and crimes against humanity. Mr. Chairman, we urge the Commission on Human Rights, as a responsible human rights body, to take meaningful action and to appoint a country rapporteur to Sri Lanka to look into the situation of the systematic rape of Tamil women. Thank you for giving me the floor.